Nice to be able to visit the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice this morning, Warren.
I think it's very important to do so because, you know what I mean, it's seeing the other side of things and what unfortunate people are, but, you know, it's something that really I think people should look into, and I know they're raising a lot of money this weekend at the games, and I advise people to put their hands in their pockets because it's going for a great cause, not just to the wards, but the people who take time and work, you know, to go and care for them. I think, as you know, it's a massive, massive charity and something that really needs all the help it can get.
And great for Linfield to hand over another cheque today for £1,160, bringing it to nearly £20,000 over a year.
Yes, that's fantastic, you know what I mean? It's, you know, well done to Linfield Football Club and everyone who supported them and backed them, because, you know, just under £20,000, a great achievement in 1 year. And it's great for the hospice, and, you know, it'll go a long way to helping what they want to achieve, and what they can do with that money is, you know, great on behalf of our club.
And lovely to meet a world champion there in Carl Frampton too.
Yeah, Carl was there, and, you know, it shows you what a great professional and role model he is, you know, to take time off what he's doing, because I'm sure he's busy. You know, just a month, 5 weeks after his fight where he's won the belt, and, you know, he's down there to, you know, show his support as well. So it shows you, you know, what it draws in. And, you know, it was great to have a catch up with him. But, you know, I told him how lucky they were on Monday night. You know, we had a bit of banter. But, you know, it was great to see him there and great for his support.
You say, obviously, talking about the Crusaders game. Any reflections on that game a few days later?
Yeah, I watched the DVD. And to be honest, I'm very disappointed. Because, one, the goal was definitely not offside. You know, I think it was an embarrassing decision because Ivan Sproul was a yard and a half this side of him, and there was two defenders behind Andy. And also, I don't like talking about people getting sent off, but I thought there was one challenge where a player was already on a yellow card in the second half in the corner that warranted possibly a straight red card, and that's my honest opinion on it. And I won't mention the lad's name, but, you know, looking back at it, I thought it was a definitely missed, you know, by the referee. And as I said, it was disappointing. I'm not saying you go on to win the game, but, you know, they're key decisions in football. And you know, the one we got at Glenavon, which was a stonewall penalty, didn't help. But, you know, these people are getting charged of games. I can see Spike, who we meet tomorrow, you know, about the Ballymena one at Clevenville last week. You know, the frustrates managers because they're key decisions in games. And looking back on the DVD, you know, they you know, left a sour taste in my mouth.
You mentioned tomorrow's game with Ballymena. It's with them on the same number of points as us. It's adds up to a great occasion tomorrow, doesn't it?
It will do, you know what I mean? I know they come here, was it last year, and they won in the cup. So, you know, it's going to be a good game, big game. You know, a lot of Linfield, ex-Linfield staff on their books, and also obviously with Big Spike. So it's going to be an interesting game. But, you know, looking at it, it's a strong weekend for the Irish League. There's a lot of teams playing each other, and it's one that, you know, keeps saying we've just got to focus on ourselves and worry about what's in our changing room.
All the very best for tomorrow. We're all right behind you.
Thank you.